This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I have an idea that would make the coming months much more tolerable with all the different Democratic debates.
Live from Fort Myers all weekend or all winter?
not a bad idea, Kev. I like that. Yeah, I like that. I like that. See, Todd would never suggest that. See, I'm glad. Todd goes on a little vacation and we get crazy. We're gonna move the show to Fort Myers. Todd would say, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Do it in Norway. I would think Fort Myers would be a walk in the park.
Yeah, exactly right. So, actually, this is not a Republican or a Democrat thing. This is, to me, something that we as citizens of the greatest country on the face of the earth, that we ought to demand of any political candidate, by the way, at any political level, so, you know, city council, township board, on up to President of the United States. But here's my idea. Somebody's on stage. Let me do your best Bernie Sanders and say, I want free
everything. Everything needs to be free.
That'd be easier. But college education and what he's gonna forgive student loans.
Absolutely.
And are you not also going to...
Well, we're not going to forgive them. The billionaire class is going to pay for them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
yeah.
They'll pay. Yeah. They'll pay. Somebody will pay, but, you know.
Right. Where is that in the Constitution?
Easy now, Trigger.
You went out of character on me, but Bernie's left the building. He exited stage left when we asked that question. That's the question I think we ought to do, see? I think we ought to... every time they propose something, get out our pocket constitutions and flip through it and say, well, what can we find here? What can we find here?
What does that have to do with anything? The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Yeah.
I want to know, you know, I think if we were able to, with the snap of a finger, get everyone of voting age to have a working knowledge of the Constitution similar to how they know how to use their phone, right? I mean, look at kids today. My daughter can send out 3 texts, respond to a Snapchat, and put up an Instagram post in the same time it takes me to bang out 1 text.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's that thing not even on fire the way you're going? They're like, what in the world?
Their fingers don't fly off their hands.
Yeah. Now, so they know how to do that, but do they have the same level of understanding of our Constitution?
Sadly, I would say no.
I think so too. I'm just saying if we could do that one thing, if we could pick one thing that would better educate the American people, number one, and number two, provide for better governance, I think that'd be it. I think that would put us in a lot better place. And every elected leader would know better to propose anything that wasn't 100% grounded in the Constitution.
But don't they teach that in social? I mean, we learned that. You and I learned that in social studies and in government and learning. I mean,
I did.
Civics,
but I would say my reverence for the Constitution came well after school, though. I don't remember leaving school with a grasp of the genius of the founding fathers.
Yep, good point. Yep.
Because it's
kind of forgotten.
It's flat out genius. It's just unbelievable. When you look at it, and every one of them are an amazing story. They went through a lot of really, bad times as a result of their, adherence to the Constitution. So, I mean, not the Constitution, the founding fathers, their role in that. I mean, you go look at, had money problems, they had health problems, they had, all kinds of things. I mean, they were all in for an incredible document. We're going to spend a little time on the Constitution today. My friend Mark Skogerbo is here, and Mark is going around the Midwest doing this, just, having, get a group of folks together that are committed to the Constitution, get enough, knowledge to be able to take that out and spread that and make that go. So we're going to talk with Mark about that today. We're going to talk about new markets for ethanol. There was a recent trade mission to Brazil that the North Dakota Ethanol Council put together, and we'll find out how that came out. There's been some regulatory treatment for the ethanol industry, and by the way, ethanol and corn, you know, that's hand in hand. So ethanol is agriculture. It's more markets for the ag products, and a lot of North Dakota's corn goes to ethanol. It's a good deal for them. They get a little more than they would at the elevator. It's close to them. It's just it's a win-win. So we want more ethanol markets because there's more places for our corn markets. And Jeff Zuger and Phil Coffin will join us from Midwest Ag Energy to talk about that a little bit later next hour. So what else? It's National Radio Day today. It's National Radio Day today. So just imagine. Just imagine. No radio. I just go silent on you here. Nothing. Totally quiet. No radio.
Anywhere. Not good.
Wouldn't be, would it?
No.
What's the temperature? What's the weather? What's the news? Did the Twins win or lose? How do I listen to the Twins? And all kinds of things are gone. I want to use National Radio Day for something I do on occasion on this program.
Do you know why it's National Radio Day?
Tell me why it's National Radio Day.
It was on this date in 1920 that America's first commercial radio station, 8MK, later changed to WWJ, began daily broadcasts in Detroit, Michigan.
So, in other words, radio was born today.
Of course, they immediately told the advertisers they were number one.
They were the only one. We're number one. I mean, we're the only one.
Yeah.
And by the way, every radio station is number one in something.
There you go.
So, you know, there is that, right? I mean, generally, yeah, we're number one with women between the ages of 38 and 42 listening on Sunday mornings between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m.
There you go. Exactly.
So that's how it works. We can fortunately say there is no other talk radio program on your radio dial on the Northern Plains. It has more listeners than this one. And that's thanks to the booming signals of 550 K-Fire. No bigger signal in our great state. AM 1100 The Flag, which has this ginormous signal over western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. KLTC, heart of the Bakken. Only radio station between Williston and Minot. It's a lot of turf in there. And then, of course, the western edge's voice, KLTC as well. So all those bring you what's on your mind day in and day out. But here's how I want to use National Radio Day today. I'm going to tell you how to contact us. There'll be a number of different ways. I'll tell you in a moment so you can write this down if you like. But I want you to tell us, you know, since it's National Radio Day, what do you like about this radio show? And what don't you like? What maybe, you know, don't be afraid to be critical of something you think needs to, you know, if you listen to this show and you like this show, but there's something that's, you know, every once in a while annoys you, then, you know, tell me that because we want it to be perfect. We want you to have a great listening experience so you can share that. And also, if there's something that, you know, gosh, when these guys are on, I really like it, but they're not on enough. I mean, I'd like to have this more, whatever that is. So more of something, less of something, just give us your unvarnished feedback today on the program. Okay? Simple as that. It's all we ask. Because it's National Radio Day. We're going to do that for the entire hour. You can talk about anything else, too, as you always can, because the show is called, after all, What's on Your Mind. Right? And What's on Your Mind means you get to tell us what's on your mind. So, but this hour is reserved to celebrate National Radio Day as well, and specifically your opportunity to tell us what you like, what you don't, more of, less of, anything goes. Let's talk about this radio show. Okay? You talk, we'll listen. Now, how do you do that? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also text us. Todd's off today, so you got moi. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. You can email me, Scott H, S-C-O-T-T-H, Scott H, first name Scott, last name Hennon. This is just Scott H at FlagFamily.com. Scott H. at FlagFamily.com. What else, Kev? Should I give the snail mail address again? I didn't finish this story yesterday, but I gave out the address because we love your cards and letters, and I'll give it in a moment. But I had somebody send me a notice of someone that lived, central North Dakota. I forget it. Might have been Washburn. Might have been Garrison. Don't exactly remember the town, but they were. It was a husband who lost his wife, and she was a faithful listener of the program. And yeah. he sent me a very nice note about how she listened to the program and also her obituary, which I have on my desk. That just warms my heart because we love, you know, I mean, obviously it was a tough time for him, but he also remembered that she listened to the program a lot. So it was a good memory. And
that's awesome.
Very nice. So you can always snail mail us to 2852 Thunder Road. Fargo, North Dakota, 58104. Okay? So now you got all the info. Let's do it. Give me your National Radio Day thoughts or anything else and what's on your mind at 800-228-0550.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
See, this never feels like the chain gang, ever. We're just having too much fun here, facilitating a conversation on the Northern Plains on what's on your mind, and we want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. Celebrate National Radio Day with us with a little feedback. How often do you get to, you know, have instant opportunities to, sort of like the customer service department, there's always some website that's obscure that you can't find, or you got to write a little card or whatever, or If it's at you know, Walmart, you get somebody staring at you like you're an alien when you're saying, you have no milk. I would think you'd want to have milk at a Walmart. What's the deal? I mean, yeah. I used to say that about Hi-C. I'd say, why is our favorite kind of Hi-C always out? Like, you have a place for it, but it's always empty. Well, we didn't order enough. Well, maybe, you know, after like 2-3 weeks, you'd know to order more. Yeah, you're probably right. And they turn around and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
This is different. We're just going to have a fun little conversation with you. So it's customer service. Our customer service lines are open on What's On Your Mind. That's our National Radio Day service to you. I think we need some bumper music, more radio-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Kev, because this
I can come up with you.
This is not a, you know, a chain gang thing. Have you got anything else in mind, man?
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, we'll come up with a few.
Yeah, and we'll find some fun radio moments, too, for you. What's the most famous radio moment, would you think?
Probably War of the Worlds thing. When
fake one,
broadcast in New Jersey.
Ronald Reagan did that, too. Remember
Orson Welles. Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan did one as well when he said, we're bombing of Russia commences in, you know.
Yeah, 5 minutes or whatever, yeah.
Joking, testing, yep. Mike, yeah. Chad and Dickinson, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Good, just driving across the Bakken here. Had a funny story happen the other day that I don't know if you remember. I'm your happy Democrat here.
But I'm glad you're happy.
Yes. Got myself a red hat a few months ago as a conversation starter. And I finally found my first person that had a problem with it the other day here in Dickinson. just so happened to be a certain fruit company that sells fruit from a certain state. But she asked me if I was voting for Trump in 2020. And I told her, well, if he wants to take my guns away, I don't know. And she started the conversation a little further with, well, what do you think about him supporting the white nationalists and the white supremacists? I said, he's disavowed them time and time again. She's like, no, he hasn't. I said, yes, he has. I told her, you need to stop watching CNN. She looked at me as I purchased that very good fruit. Oh, man, it was yummy. But she looked at me and said, I don't feel comfortable continuing this conversation. And I just
wait a minute. You're buying her fruit and she's triggered? I don't get it. What's the deal there?
I was wearing my red hat.
So she didn't feel comfortable continuing. Sounds to me like you're having a very civil conversation.
Yeah, well, I was supporting Trump. That's what she was uncomfortable with. I was telling her facts to disprove her talking points.
Yeah.
And it was just, I left it at that. I could have continued just because my mouth can get the best of me, but it was a very zipped my lips, continued the purchase, and said thank you.
Very nice of you. And you know, you're doing a service by wearing that hat and having the conversations, because maybe, just maybe, she'll think a little bit about where she's getting her news from, you know?
I don't think she will.
No?
You're not
holding out any hope?
No, there's a certain group of them, I think, that are just too far gone.
Well, I wouldn't give up trying. That's just me, Chad, but I wouldn't give up trying. I think that's a good story. Thanks for sharing it, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call. CJ from DAC Diesel wanted me to tell you that they are right now manning the phones and taking appointments into September. So if you have been hearing about CJ and the great service they do on diesel vehicle repairs, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, and know they've been busy, want to get a rig in for maybe a tune-up or a repair, now's a great time. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 for all of your repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle. Okay? They're the ones to reach out to now to prevent the major problems with your diesel vehicle down the road. If you're sitting there saying, I could not afford a breakdown in a month or so. Now's the time to worry about it. All right, let's see what some of you have said by text. Also, welcome your calls, questions, and comments on National Radio Day or anything at 800-228-0550. Texas says, more importantly, it is National Bacon Lovers Day. Is it really?
Yeah.
Bacon Lovers
Day? I'll go with it. Every day is Bacon Lovers Day.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Scott, why don't you read parts of the Constitution daily on your show?
Good point.
Yeah, we could pick out little pieces of the... we're going to do a little Constitution talk next hour. I'll bring that idea up. Another text. The only thing they taught in the 80s and 90s with the Constitution is that there was only... we only saw a picture of it in school, and that's it. A picture of the Constitution?
Oh, that's wrong.
Not actually going through it line by line?
I remember the test. We had to take the test on the amendments, you know.
Texter says, I love this radio show because it's where I come to get the truth, and it's not anti-American like the other radio show in this time slot in eastern North Dakota. I wonder what they're referring to. I have no idea. Another texter says, well, as you know, I've listened many years. I wouldn't change a thing. You're spot on with your topics, and I wouldn't have a great pillow without listening. True. True.
By the way, today is National Bacon Lovers Day. There's also National Bacon Day on December 30th.
Okay, I thought there was a different Bacon Day,
yeah.
but Bacon Lovers and Bacon could be different. Yeah.
National Bacon Lovers Day today.
We could have more of that.
You like the smoked bacon, the regular bacon, maple bacon?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Another texture, yeah.
All of the above.
Keep it going, yeah.
The
crispy bacon, not crispy, yeah. Texture says, where are you going on your next trip? I'm glad you brought that up because we've had people that want to go to Philadelphia. We've had people that want to go to Washington, D.C. And here's a bit of a curveball, but it's kind of a hot spot, Nashville.
Ooh, there you go.
So anybody looking to go on a
great
trip,
town.
I'm doing a little poll today. You can text me on that, too. Just say D.C., Philly, or Nashville.
You go to Nashville, brother. I'm going with you.
I know
people. I got a hook up there. I'm
thinking Philly is my pick if I had to pick right now, but we had a great time in Washington, D.C. last week. But we're going to find some historic sites. But Nashville is hot. There's no doubt about it. Scott, I wish the flag could implement an FM transmitter in the Fargo area to get around the low power issues on shorter days. That's actually been applied for. So that's in the works. So you're very smart. Less ag, ethanol, and wind power discussions. Less country music and more conservative discussions, more constitutional experts, more debates about local laws and bills, and more highlighting of local heroes and selfless acts. Those are good suggestions. Thank you very much. I would say ag specifically and energy issues, which would be obviously ethanol and wind and the others, are, in my mind, integral to what we do. And if we don't, I mean, look at, for instance, oil pays half of the taxes. The oil and gas industry pays half of the taxes in North Dakota. So if we're not out there fighting for them, defending them from the many vultures out there, and same with the other industries, big trouble. And, of course, ag is North Dakota.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. What's going to constitute success for you in this event?
What we're looking for is changed lives. That has ripple effect in concentric circles. So when one person's affected, the others around them will be as well. And so we know that this community and this whole region, really, you can draw a circle 300-400 miles wide, needs positive things to occur. And we believe that through Christ, that's the best way to start. And so we expect to see positive changes. We expect to see maybe new ideas launched if there's others that are interested in stepping on board with the human trafficking and helping in that regard, or even in, as we do these and going forward and being a part of the work of them. It is a family event, so it will be geared for families. Even though we're dealing with some of these other issues, it is for families. And so with the camping and everything like that that we will have there, we want families to know it will be family friendly.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view. He wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement, the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
No Donna Summer.
Right?
Right?
There you go.
I mean, really, radio launched so many musical acts over the years.
Elvis, all of them.
Elvis Presley,
all
right?
Of them. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could argue now, more recently, not the case, but certainly radio for the lion's share of our existence. It was there. So thank you, Donna Summer. National Radio Day. We're celebrating on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons. Since 1908, they've been at this. They've been a link service contractor since 1991. And that is what allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements if you're a building or a business owner throughout the region. Right now, there are over 1,000 mechanical and heating and other systems in different buildings. 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Unbelievable. You're having problems with tree roots. There's a video online you can see that will tell you how they can help there. They've got it. Even online bill pay now. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, one of our fine sponsors, on What's On Your Mind. Ron in Bismarck is next. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Scott. Good to hear from you and you from me. Say, a couple of weeks ago, a liberal left-wing attorney from Seattle, Washington, came in, and I was talking with him, and his grandpa happened to be the governor back in about 1936 as a Democrat governor. And at one point in our jousting back and forth and him with all the allegations lodged against Donald Trump, he said, you ought to watch more MSNBC, speaking of broadcasting. And I said, I would rather poke my eyes out with a pitchfork than watch MSNBC. He said, but I watch a little Fox News. I said, good for you.
Yeah, glad that works out for you. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I love it. I'm so glad you're listening today on National Radio there.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Thank you. Texter says, well, this is an email, actually. Hi, Scott. I think you know what's coming. My pet peeve is the conservative talk radio host continually call the Democrat Party the Democratic Party. The Democrat Party is their name. They are not democratic in any way. Language makes a huge difference. The word democratic sounds so much better than the word Democrat. Democratic softens the word Democrat and creates a better feeling about the Democrat Party. It is the same concept as the liberals renaming themselves progressives. The word liberal has a much more negative impact on the subconscious than the word progressive. Another example is naming the pro-life people the anti-abortion people, or naming pro-abortion people the pro-choice people. Words matter and make a huge difference in the thought process of people over time. Thank you, your friendly House of Representatives member, Jim Casper. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. And I've taken Jim's counsel to heart, where I stop myself often from saying Democratic Party. I rarely call a Democrat a Democratic, you know, party member. But sometimes when you're saying Democrat Party, it tends to come out Democratic Party. But I think he's onto something there, adding something on there. You know, got something there. So thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Okay. What else? Oh, a bunch more text here. 701-258-0550. National Radio Day today. Also, looking for your constructive criticism. What you'd like more of, what you'd like less of. That's how we're choosing to use National Radio Day, to give you a chance to use us as a customer service line. I also said, because somebody asked, where are you going this year on your trip? We usually take a fall trip. It was New York for years. We did Washington, D.C. last year. Had a great time. And we've heard most from people this year that want to go to Philadelphia, back to Washington, D.C., or to Nashville. So we've been asking about that. Texture says, can't travel with you this year, but let's do Nashville in 2020. There's a UND hockey game down there in 2020 in Nashville. So that would be great fun. Let's see here. Sign me up for Nashville, says another. Okay. Got a few of those down. All right. Let's pick up where we left off there. Happy National Radio Day. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thanks for all you do. I'd like to see less advertising, or at least to do a auto rotation playing. I know ads pay the bills, but ads are sold and useless. Also, speaking of your ads, where does Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 get the statistic that says 25% increase in stress in the U.S.? They do a number of national studies there at Hot Springs National, but I'll find out for you if there's a specific answer to that. Scott, what I love about the show is that we're able to call in to be part of the show and talk to our congressman, our governor, or other guest senators. Also like the fact that we're able to text in, and you make it part of the show that way as well. Most importantly, I listen to the show because of you, Scott, and Kevin today. Thank you, Nate. Well, thank you, Nate. We appreciate you.
You bet.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Sign us up for Nashville, says another. Okay.
Telling you, brother.
Yeah.
Nashville's a great town.
Yeah.
Lots to do.
Right. Here's another. Wanted to clarify an earlier comment about covering ag, ethanol, and wind power discussions. Quick follow-up. I'm not saying to eliminate those topics from discussion, just reduce the time spent on them to allow for others I mentioned. Good variety, all right. Yeah, and, you know, fair criticism, fair, you know, good input. Appreciate it very much. I sort of look at North Dakota as being, you know, if you really look at the economic engine in North Dakota, it's agriculture, it's energy, and then everything else will be a third stool. A little bit, I mean, tourism and technology and other things into that third stool. So two of the three, you know, we spend a fair amount of time on, but the reason we do is because it touches so many people, so many jobs, so many things that folks are doing. So, but balance is important, too, so that's why I'm asking. Bring it on. Unvarnished feedback. The customer service line is open for you, Joe and Mandan. What's up, Joe?
Hi, yeah. Is this Scott?
It is Scott. Yes, how are you?
Yeah, I like your program, but I wish every day you talk, I listen to the news a lot every day, okay?
Okay.
And it's always every morning, it's a Trump this, Trump that, Trump that. I'm not anti-Trump, okay? But I wish you would do topics like Mark Armstrong did. Like one day he had state troopers on, maybe another day he had a cancer doctor on, or something like that, just to kind of change the subject on that. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Yep.
Okay,
and we do.
Thank you.
We, We do do Troopers. I think we're doing, we were in a rhythm of doing them monthly, and we haven't done them as frequently. They were on regularly, like of course, during Dapple, but we'll have them back. But
I have less of Donald Trump every day. It's the politics, the Democrats this, the Republicans that. And yeah. I shut it off. But I wish you would have different topics on once in a while.
Sure.
And in the last hour, Mark always had open lines. Okay? Now, another, I had left a message about when you have either Senator Hoeven or Cramer on, about if Donald Trump could do something about cable going up every year. Every June they go up $4 or $5. And I'm on fixed income. And I wonder if Trump, if they could talk to Trump, if he could do something about
it. Yeah, by the way, I got that message. We brought that up one day on the air.
I missed that.
Yeah, and Kevin Cramer took the question. I'm just trying to remember. He did say there isn't much Congress could do, but, in other words, they're you know,
yeah, but Congress drags their feet.
Yeah, yeah. And
get
so,
rid of a lot of those old fogies there, senators.
Yeah, old fogies. Yeah.
I love you, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't do a damn thing. They get paid like you wouldn't believe. But, yeah, do you think Trump could do something? I mean, freeze. Like a couple, 3 years ago, I bought Patriot. They went up $7 in 1 year. They go up every June. This year was for something.
I'm ashamed to mention, Joe, that I didn't even know it was going up that much. And I went home after.
Lying.
No, I know you're lying. I brought it up on the air, and everybody said, no kidding, she's exactly right. So I go home and ask my wife, what's our cable bill? It's like $200. You know,
well, I don't get that much of Social Security. So I pay $90.74, and I get, what is it, 74 channels, then music channels, but I never use hardly the music. But this is crazy, $90.74.
Joe, can I ask you, do you have internet? Do you have the internet?
No, I can't afford it. I just
okay, cable.
Up to, I could get, what's that other one, basic?
Yeah.
I would only get up to channel 22, so I wouldn't get Fox. I wouldn't get a lot of channels.
Right. The one thing there is, what Kevin's getting at is if you do have, internet, now there's a lot of streaming services where you can get these things a different way. And it'd be worth checking the math on it anyway. In the meantime, I'm not giving up on your question. I'll ask it of every member of the Congress that joins us, okay? And the question is, can Trump do something about
that freeze?
Yes. I got it. We're going to ask. I don't know, but we're going to ask, okay, Joe?
Well, I hope so, because this is crazy. And, I mean, this $90, and that's down to $100 a month.
I hear you. I 100% hear you. No doubt about it, Joe.
Well,
Thank you very much.
I pray to God I hope he can do something. I'm just thinking he can. So
I don't know. Yeah. All we can do is ask, though, and we're going to, Joe, okay?
Another thing, I've called Sioux Falls, Mid-Continent, and, we're going to digital this, digital that. I said, well, I got bills to pay, too.
Yeah, I think.
Up like a dollar or two, and then add a couple channels, but that's some years ago. So this is insane. So I thank you for your time. And
you too.
With me, okay?
No, Joe, no worries. Thank you very much.
Okay,
appreciate the call.
Day, Scott.
You too. Thanks for calling. Fred in Bismarck. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, are you looking for constructive criticism of your show?
Exactly. The customer service line is open on National Radio Day.
Okay. So during the fair, you turn your program over to an advertiser who's selling hot tubs. And he's making all kinds of health claims. You're going to live longer, live better. You're going to be better mentally. You're going to be better physically. You're going to be 10 feet tall. You're going to be a better lover. You're going to make it fit. All these ridiculous health claims that can't be founded by any means on anything. And you turned over the program to him. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was ridiculous.
Well, it's because I care for your health, Fred. I want you to be better. I want you to, it was a wellness show. There were good experts on the program. But you didn't like it. Not everybody's going to, but it was something a little different at the fair. More coming up. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norskusfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th, and of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour on National Radio Day. We're celebrating National Radio Day. And we've opened up the customer service line today, so you can tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you want more of, what you want less of, anything you want to talk about. Anything goes today. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is dedicated to enhancing, preserving, protecting our diverse and they are diverse set of energy resources, including dependable homegrown coal-based electricity, to continue to ensure an affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota. That's why you should care about all the research and development, for instance, that's being done. Clean coal, next generation technology,
pretty incredible what's going on. How can we be more efficient and environmentally compatible? That's their constant goal. To learn more, develop further, all to provide electricity to North Dakota. Pretty amazing what's going on. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Call right before the break. Fred in Bismarck was challenging the claims of a previous guest host. First of all, when we have guest hosts on the program, I try to just sort of mix it up a little bit. I mean, we have kind of a roster of folks that have joined us, but going to Joe's point, you know, always something a little bit different. And we were at the fair. Our sponsor at the fair was Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They were giving away a splash pool. And, you know, one thing I've learned from being a customer and being in the hot tub is that you do feel better. I had a little bout with a blood clot a while ago, and the doctor said, like, okay, you know, 6 weeks you can't fly and, you know, all this stuff because of the blood clot. Well, literally, I felt fine in 2 weeks. I go back, they go, it's gone. It's gone. So, I mean, hot water, that's not nothing new. You can go back to, you know, ancient times when they were finding hot water to get better. So, you know, but if I'm not saying, you know, I mean, if somebody says this is what our study says, you can say, I believe that, I don't believe that, I'll find another study, whatever. I don't know, if you Google hot tubs and you know,
health benefits,
is there...
Oh, ton of stuff.
Is there?
Yeah, stress relief. Minimize the pain of arthritis, lower diabetic blood sugar levels, promote weight loss, you sleep better, lower blood pressure, on and on. I love ours because I do have the arthritis going. And, boy, in the back and in the knees and stuff, well, nothing works in the winter like the hot tub.
My buddy Brad Berry, coach of the UND hockey team, is, you know, played in the pros, big defenseman. I mean, this guy, he beat up his body something terrible in the NHL, right? Dallas Stars, and played for lots of folks. Now he's coaching our UND hockey team, and he's got a bad back. Well, I saw him hobbling around one day and said, get in the hot tub. And, of course, they have one that he can use at Engelstad Arena with, you know, similar treatment with the players, but now he's got one at home from Hot Springs. He loves it. And he isn't hobbling around anymore. So
Won't, however, make you 10 feet tall, as our caller friend said.
No.
Don't do that.
Well, that's true. Yep. But anyway... another texter on the advertisement side said, I have a tip for your show. Get rid of those stupid male enhancement pills every 15 minutes. Thank you. I love your show and listen every day. This is hard to explain, but that is not ads that we put on the radio. That are ads that are put on the radio for network programming. For instance, Fox News at the top of the hour. Fox News comes to us and says, you can have our news, but you have to play our commercials. That's how it works.
That's how they make money.
Yeah, and their commercials are these awful, you know, ads that have no basis to be on the radio. I hate it.
I know.
But
right?
We'd have to choose between Fox News or, you know, they don't let you choose which advertisers they sell to. So it's beyond our control. It isn't something we're doing locally. Nobody here is benefiting from that in any way, shape, or form. Hope that makes sense. You need to play Spirit of the Radio from...
Rush.
Yeah, in the bumper rotation. All right, we're going to add that, and we'll have that coming up here for you, okay? Another texture. I like it when you turn the program over to the humanoids. Who are the humanoids? I don't know who the humanoids are. Texture says, I seriously had the best night of sleep last night on my pillow after a lifetime of headaches, but no more. I then sat in my Ace saltwater hot tub by Hot Spring Spa while streaming AM 1100 and listening to it through the Hot Spring Spa Bluetooth option speakers on my hot tub. Thanks to all of your advertisers, I get to enjoy listening to people complain about the advertisers that keep you on the air. God bless America. Yeah, remember that. Remember that. They play a huge part. There's no doubt about it, folks. And we appreciate when you patronize them. I wish I had your grace and patience, my friend. You're a good man, says Ty. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Ask Joe if she has the internet. If she does, she can fire the cable companies and get TV for half price. We did mention that. I hope that's
where I was going. Yep, get the Roku.
Myron in Bismarck says, Scott, your show is always great. We went to D.C. last year. It was awesome. Nashville in 2020 for UND hockey and dinner with Tanya Tucker.
There you go.
All right, we're on it.
I did a show with Tanya Tucker once.
Yes. Hannah says, I would like on Fridays when you give Kramer on updates on affordable health care, border wall, immigration bills, and the trade war. Most of those come up every week. Most of those do. Educated people make their annual pilgrimage vacation to Louisville, Kentucky, to visit the Louisville and Nashville Railroad headquarters. If you have to ask why, then you're not educated. All right. Ed in Linton wants to agree with a texter. Which texter do you want to agree with?
Hello?
Ed, which texter did you want to agree with?
No, the sexual health expert, Ed. I tell you what, I just hate those. And every on, I switch the chances.
Yeah, they're bad news. I hope you understand that we have no power over that. Julian Fargo has a question, and a thank you. We're going to get to you next, Julian.
The Wicked Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.